Well, having done our own research, we have realized there are two missing volumes in your set, The Girl in Blue and another book, and we have tracked them down. And here to make the presentation to you is the man who used to be your boss at London Weekend Television, playing Jeeves for one night only, Greg Dyke.
No, not the Gregford. The Gregford.
Thank you, our man, Dyke.
Absolutely.
You've done your job well. Right, your school days are successful and happy. From the age of five, you attend Rotherhithe Primary, where you're often top of the class.
Yeah.
And it's here you meet someone who will remain a lifelong pal.
Hosh, hosh, alum, hosh.
Tommy Hodges.
Which will now be translated by the aforementioned Tommy Hodges.
Tommy Hodges.
Hosh, hosh, alum, posh.
Yes.
Is this anything to do with kosher food?
Greek name, yes.
We used to go over the park and play football.
It's his story.
Oh. We play football over the park.
Oh, yes.
And we used to invent European scenes. Think of a French, Spanish, Italian.
Yeah.
We couldn't think of a Greek one.
Yeah.
Until the mythical hosh, 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 alum, posh.
And I remember laughing long and all afternoon.
And we've used it with kind of a gag.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Jonathan couldn't deliver it, but you and I. We know how to get him apart.
Thank you, Tommy.
That's good,
Michael. Yeah. As good as it gets, thanks, Tommy.
Now, your passion for football, and Millwall in particular, takes hold early, and when you pass the 11-plus, you turn down an opportunity to go to the local grammar school on the grounds that they don't play football. When you leave West Greenwich School at the age of 15, you're horrified when the careers officer tells you your prospects are excellent. All you want to do is work in a record shop, and that's exactly what you do, taking over Tommy Hodges' job in the West End's One Stop Records. And we have a message from someone else who used to work with you at that shop, showbiz agent Gary Farrow.
Oh! Evening, Daniel. Would you swap that for that? David Essex. You remember David Essex? 22 years ago, you had the best shut-up lines of all. You told everybody he was your cousin. And I think looking at it, it's plainly obvious that he wasn't. Have a good night. I'm off to rearrange my sock drawer.
Thank you very much.